Well, I was going to answer that from Scripture.
Go ahead.
In chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, the experience of the Apostle Paul. And I believe that's the point that you made was well taken. When we, as long as we look within to ascertain whether or not we prosperous, we'll never be prosperous. And we are trying to do the very thing which we sang we were not going to do in the first verse of that hymn that we sang now. It is the grace of God. Now it is God that comes to our aid to help us in this matter, and he uses the body physically, because chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, Paul was in danger, great danger of being proud, exalting himself because of the wonderful revelations that he had received. But you could say, why, nobody else has ever had this. Look at how blessed I am. Well, that was his danger. But God already came to his aid. He says, in order, he sent a thorn in the flesh. And Paul thought that's a hindrance, like we often do. We think in our mind, oh, I'd do so much. I could just serve the Lord so effectively if I didn't have this problem. If I'd be like that brother. My, how useful I would be then. The Lord says, no, you'd be useless. Useless. And he says to him, he says, he gave him a thorn in the flesh. And I'm so glad that he doesn't tell us what that was. Otherwise, we'd all say, well, that's not my problem. So he just speaks of the thorn in the flesh. And he desired, he prayed, that this be removed. Three times. What did God answer him? Did he take it away? No, he says. He teaches him, he says, that my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength, spiritual prosperity, is made perfect in your conscious weakness in the body. That's how God trains us. And so he allows this, and he says that Paul was learning that lesson. And the lesson was, most gladly, he says, therefore will I glory in my infirmities. Not that it's so pleasant to have these infirmities, or the chastening of the Lord is pleasant, referring to chapter 12 of Hebrews. But the point is, what is achieved? I will glory in mine infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, he says, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. And that remained, that thorn remained in it. And God often allows something in our bodies, in our flesh, that constantly reminds us of our nothingness. For every breath I take, I depend upon him. And the moment that's gone, in the sense of that weakness is gone, I begin already to think of, oh, how strong I am physically, how well I am. That's why we require this, and it's his grace that provides this in our life, that reminds us from day to day that in me there no good dwells. I can do without me, the Lord says in John 6, without me ye can do nothing. It's not very much, is it? Nothing. But in him I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So the secret of this is, it's not a secret, but the path is simply to daily commit myself to the Lord. Thou knowest me, what I am. I pray, keep me in your hands. Keep me from dropping away, as it were, in my heart, in my mind, from you, and help me concentrate on that which is found in you, the truth as we have it here in our portion.
Just before we move on, I wanted to just read two verses out of Psalms 130, and then we can move on. Two verses, Psalms 130, verse 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. It's really this this centeredness upon who the Lord is, that the soul is resting there and desiring Him and Him alone. That's soul prosperity.
Just add two verses. Psalm 32, verse 8 and 9. It says there, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as the, I think, Samuel, how he said, mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with bit and bridle. I think that my understanding here, if a believer is another measure to know if the believer is growing up spiritually. If a believer feels that he's been instructed by the eyes of God, he knows he's in the right path. But if a believer needs a bit and bridle, that means that he is far behind and he needs to study more the Word and be more gazing on the Lord.
I will just make two observations here regarding the bodily health. We have been looking at the soul's prosperity. Now, we see in Romans 8, since the fall of first man Adam, Paul says, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together in pain. Mm-hmm. And we ourselves, those who have the first fruits of the Spirit, mm-hmm. also groan in ourselves, waiting for the adoption to which the redemption of our body. Now, this is the general condition of all humanity, fallen in sin. And because of sin, there is this groaning and travailing. But meanwhile, here we see John, he wishes prosperity, his health. I do not think he's speaking about material prosperity. Yes, God may bless to some with material blessings. But here it is health. Now, I think this is what it speaks about here. We have here Gaius, a godly man, a man of piety, benevolence, but suffering in his body. Apparently his health is not good because he says he's praying that he may prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. Now, this teaches us that, this shows us not all those who are having bad health is because of sin. Because it is very important, the false teaching of the so-called healing preachers, they say that if you're not in good health, it is because there's sin in you. But here we have this example, this exemplified here in Gaius, a godly man, but not in good health.
I just wanted to add another point. I think it's important to have the balance, though, that John is writing to Gaius as an elder. He has a care for the whole man. And so whilst it's right for us to emphasise the importance of spiritual prosperity, we see in the writings of John that he's got a concern for all of Gaius's circumstances. And I think we can learn from that. If we really want to help one another, we should have a care for every aspect of one another's lives. And we shouldn't simply assume that this was illness. This could have been due to the fact that Gaius was an indefatigable servant of the Lord. And that may have caused him to be in a situation of bodily weakness. The Apostle Paul speaks in Corinthians, doesn't he, of the inward man, the outward man perishing, the inward man renewed day by day. I don't think that's firstly a reference to physical health as something that's come from a disease of some sort. I think it's a reflection of the fact that Paul had so devoted himself to the service of the Lord that he had suffered in his body. And that's an encouragement to us. How faithful are we to the Lord? But we should have a concern for all our circumstances. Not how well, necessarily, how much profit have you made in your business, but how is the Lord providing for you? And how can I help?